वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 89th कृष्णा एंड अर्जुन रिट्रीव अ ब्राह्मणा सन्स टेक्स्ट 8। शयानं श्रिय उत्संगे पदा वक्षस्य अताडयत् तत उत्थाय भगवान् सह लक्ष्म्या सतां गति शयानं श्रिय उत्संगे पदा वक्षस्य ताडयत् तत उत्थाय भगवान् सह लक्ष्म्या सतां गति शयानं श्रिय उत्संगे पदा वक्षस्य ताडयत् तत उत्थाय भगवान् सह लक्ष्म्या सतां गति। There is one more verse. स्वतल्पात् अवरुह्यथात् नमाम शिरसा मुनिम् आहते स्वागतम् ब्रह्म निषिद्धात्रसनेक्षणम् अजानतामागतान् वा शन्तुम् अर्हतः न प्रभो। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग शयानाम् हु वाज लाइंग डाउन श्रिय ऑफ द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून उत्संगे ऑन द लैप पदा विथ हिज फुट वक्षसी ऑन हिज चेस्ट अताड़यत ही किक तथा then Uthaya, standing up, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Saha Lakshmya, together with Goddess Lakshmi, Satam, of pure devotees, Gati, the destination. Translation. There he went up to the Supreme Lord, who was lying with his head on the lap of his consort, Shri, and kick him on the chest. The Lord then rose along with Goddess Lakshmi as a sign of respect. Coming down from his bedstead, that supreme goal of all pure devotees, bowed his head to the floor before the sage and told him, "Welcome, Brahmana. Please sit in this chair and rest a while. Kindly forgive us, dear master, for not noticing your arrival." Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, at the time of this pastime, Bhrigu Muni had not yet become a pure Vaishnava. Otherwise, he would not have acted so rashly toward the Supreme Lord. Not only was Lord Vishnu taking rest, but he was lying with his head in his wife's lap. For Bhrigu to strike him in this position and not with his hand but with his foot was worse than any other offense Bhrigu could have imagined. Srila Prabhupada comments, "Of course, Lord Vishnu is all merciful. He did not become angry at the activities of Bhrigu Muni because Bhrigu Muni was a great Brahmana. A Brahmana is to be excused even if he sometimes commits an offense, and Lord Vishnu set the example. Yet it is said that from the time of this incident, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, has not been very, very favorably disposed toward the Brahmanas, and therefore, because the goddess of fortune withholds her benedictions from them, the Brahmanas are generally very poor." Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarani Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaurabhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So before I forget, I would like to welcome the bus party devotees who had been to Jalgaon and Vidarbha for a full month marathon or book distribution. So they had been there to distribute this Bhagavad Gita written by Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada told that I want to make at least one perfect Brahmana. If by reading this Bhagavad Gita, if somebody becomes, one person becomes a pure devotee, I will consider this to be a great success. So these devotees are assisting Srila Prabhupada in his great mission, so we welcome them. Hari Vo. Hari Vo. Hari Vo. So in this last time here, we can see that an amazing test was taken. And we can see that this test was not between ordinary living entities, not a SSC exam or HSC or any competitive exams, GATE, GRE or CAT or whatever. So many different types of exams are taken, intellectual. And that's also not sometimes sufficient. If there is a more higher responsible post, then some kind of psychometric test, I've heard, that they take. What is the ability of a person to withstand in a difficult, stressful conditions? Ability to take decisions in crisis. So it's not an ordinary thing. And we can see that these great sages who had assembled on the banks of Saraswati, and there was a discussion, who is supreme? There is always discussion about who will take the supreme position or the top position in any small organization. Lot of discussions, even it may be a small organization. But who will go on the top? Who will become the boss? Or sometimes on a bigger level, who become the leader of a nation? So this is always discussed. What is the criteria? Somebody goes on the top, then what is the criteria by which somebody reaches a top position? And we can see that sometimes in this material world, one can manipulate and reach. So many methods of manipulations, and one may reach to a top position. But to become the toppers of the universal management, to reach to those higher positions in the universal management system, is not an ordinary thing. And these sages were knowing that, yes, there are a lot of powerful people, and amongst them they could see that Brahma, Vishnu and Lord Shiva. These are the real powerful people in the entire universe. And they can see that Brahma is always in meditation. His meditation and so many years of tapasya he's doing. Similarly, Shiva also on Kailash mountain. He's also doing a lot of tapasya. He's also in meditation. Lord Vishnu on the Kshirodakshai Shirsagar. He's also there. So who is the supreme? And they had witnessed their power. Brahma, he creates secondary creation. All the living entities in the entire universe, all different species, they come from Lord Brahma. Brahma is the first born living entity in the entire universe. And he had performed lot of tapasya. When no living entity was existing, he was trying to understand his own source, where he has come from. The entire universe, there was complete darkness. He was not able to understand. So that he is existing since that time. And of course he got the voice within his heart, tapa, he should perform austerities. And he started performing austerities. And then later on all the knowledge was revealed to him. Tene Brahma Rudaya Adi Kavaye. All the knowledge was revealed to him. And then he started creating the secondary creation. All the living entities. 84 lakh species. And there is so much wonder, or every species is so different and works in a such a different way that for the mortal scientists there is always surprise how these living entities, they function, how they communicate with each other, how they sense things. And they do so much of trying to do research, trying to understand even small microorganisms. And what to speak of human beings, so difficult to understand. How the brain functions, different types of brains. So all that has been created by Brahmaji. All the manipulation, he's the engineer. He takes all the material, the basic elements, and he engineers and makes them different forms. All 24 elements, different forms. So scientists may reach to DNA structure and trying to understand that these are the basic elements. But to create those, that requires tremendous intelligence. It's not an easy task. And all that, those who may be from medical background, they may understand that how this function, how this DNA structure and how they work, so difficult to understand. What is the logic behind that? But all that has been programmed by Brahma. He does that all programming in the beginning. And everything functions properly. He creates the seeds. From the seeds the trees grow. Now what is that technology? Who can understand that? But Brahma, he has created all that. So therefore we can understand that he's not an ordinary person. And who gets the position of Brahma? It is explained that one who has performed something like 100 lifetimes, varnashram system he has followed perfectly. He gets that esteemed position of becoming Brahma. So it is not a small position, it's a huge post. And he has been given this task of creation. And usually creation is in the mode of passion. Somebody has to create, then he has to have a lot of passion to create certain things. Any building or any structure or so many things in this material world, we see that so many creativity is going on. That requires a lot of passion. And Brahma also, he is actually in fact the in charge of that mode of passion, Rajaguna. He is the controller. He has that given that jurisdiction of mode of passion. And sometimes he gets affected that by mode. Because so much is close contact with that, sometimes he gets affected. And then Lord Shiva, he is so much austere, he is always wandering in the crematorium and tapasya he is doing. And he doesn't have any possessions. But it is explained that Lord Shiva is also very, very powerful. Because when there is a need to destroy, so much creation has been created, and the purpose of creation is to facilitate all the living entities to perfect their lives and to go back home, back to Godhead. So these different species, they even transmigrate through different species, the living entity transmigrates. And finally it comes to human being. Then one has an opportunity to come out of this cycle of birth and death eternally and to go back. But if somebody does not utilize that human form of life, then Lord Shiva, he comes in picture at the end of Brahma's life. There are different types of inundations. At one day of Brahma also there is partial devastation. But when the whole lifetime of Brahma is over, and still living entities have not perfected their lives, then Lord Sankarshan, who is holding so many universes on his hoods, he becomes little angry. He sees that I've given so much of time to perfect your life, but still the entire lifetime of Brahma is over, but living entities are not taking the process of perfecting their lives and go back home. So he becomes angry, and from his mouth the fire comes, and then that the final devastation takes place. And that is taken care by Lord Shiva. He does his tandav nritya and everything gets annihilated. So creation and destruction, they have to be really very powerful to create and destroy the entire thing. And maintenance, we can see that if one has to maintain certain things, he has to be really in the mode of goodness. He cannot be in the mode of passion or ignorance, otherwise he won't be able to maintain. He will be always creating something or destroying something. But to maintain something, one has to be really in the mode of goodness. So that kind of nature is a different nature. And Vishnu doesn't find anybody qualified. Sometimes, even for the post of Brahma, there is no living entity qualified to take the post of Brahma. So Vishnu sometimes takes the form of Brahma. He takes the post of Brahma and he creates. So therefore, to maintain something is not a small thing. And therefore, Lord Vishnu, he takes the charge of maintaining everything in this universe. So therefore, these three positions are really, really very powerful. They are not ordinary positions. So the discussion was, who is the supreme amongst three? There has to be some criteria. Brahma is also supreme in his own way. Lord Shiva is also supreme in his own way. Lord Vishnu is also supreme in one way, because everyone is given certain area of functioning, mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. Somebody can be good in mode of goodness, but may not be good in passion and ignorance. Similarly, somebody may be good in passion, but may not be good in goodness and ignorance. So, they were thinking that, what is the criteria? And whom to appoint to take that test? Because that person also has to be really quite balanced. So they decided that they will appoint Bhrigu Muni. Bhrigu Muni is the son of Brahma, as we know from Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is not just because his son of Brahma is appointed, but of course he has tremendous experience of understanding the nature of people. Because he has compiled Bhrigu Sanhita. Bhrigu Sanhita is a book. In today's world also people are referring to Bhrigu Sanhita. More than Brahma Sanhita, they know Bhrigu Sanhita. Because it relates to our life. What is going to happen? Mera kya hoga? So even sometimes brahmacharis are curious. So it all gives the predictions, astrology, it tells, horoscope. And he has not done a small job. Bhrigu has done a big job. It is something like he has interviewed 500,000 people, made the horoscopes of these people. And his depth of understanding of astronomy, astrology. And he has calculated the horoscopes, charts. And it is explained that it is almost like all these combinations can predict almost like 45 million charts, horoscopes. So somebody will fit somewhere. So therefore, till today also, this is an authorized book. People go to so many remote places and try to understand. Of course, a lot of things had been destroyed. But still, Bhrigu has compiled. And he was very, very powerful. To understand the nature of a person, what is the tolerance limit, how much tolerance person has, difficult situations, provoking situations, challenging situations, one can have tremendous amount of resilience not to get affected. So that kind of discretion Bhrigu had. In today's world, he could have been glorified as HR guru, because HR people's job is to find out the right kind of people, understand the competency and place them in the right place. Otherwise they don't function properly. Somebody is in the mode of goodness is put in the mode of creation, it won't work. Somebody has to create, do some quick job, then he has to have a lot of passion. So Bhrigu was able to identify that kind of personality, the competency of a people, and he was appointed. And he took a really different type of taste for a different type of people. It was not the same taste. Because somebody who is in the mode of passion has to be tested in a different way. Somebody who is in the mode of ignorance has to be tested in a different way to understand where he is standing. So, he was also not an ordinary person, Bhrigu Muni. So he was appointed, he was commissioned for that difficult task. And he went. He first went to his father. So Brahma is his father, his superior. And he went in this assembly and did not offer respect. Usually the juniors, those who are younger, they should offer respect to their elders. And especially the father, he is a respectable person. Brahma is not an ordinary person, he is a creator, he is a secondary creator. He went in this assembly and did not offer respect. So Brahmaji, he became disturbed in his mind. He was becoming angry from within. Because he saw that his son has entered, he should naturally offer respect, but he's not offering respect to me. He's not following certain etiquette. Because the behavior shows what is our mental condition. Whether somebody is a humble person whose mind is simple, his mind is first bending, then the body will all automatically bend. The mind is tough. The body also doesn't bend. So therefore, it is difficult to handle sometimes tough people. Because the body language shows what is the condition of the mind. So, of course, this was a test. Bhrigu had started this drama of testing different types of people. It was not the actual, it was a test. So, definitely it was not the real life experience. But he had to act. So therefore, naturally, otherwise he would have offered respect to his father. But in this situation, because he was to test, he was not offering respect. And Brahma became quite angry from within. And he was about to come into action. But he understood, he realized through his intelligence, no, I cannot become angry. He's my son. And he somehow there controlled the anger. But of course Bhrigu can understand. He doesn't need anything. He had tested so many people. So he could understand that my father has become angry from within. And then he peacefully left from there. Then he went to Lord Shiva. Now, of course, Shiva's position is still higher because Kshiram Yatha Dadi Vikar, that just like the milk is transformed into yogurt. Similarly, Lord Vishnu, he takes the form of Rudra. So Shiva Tattva is different and Vishnu Tattva is different and Jiva Tattva is different. Brahma is a living entity, he is a Jiva Tattva. One who is the best among all the human beings, living entities. He is given this position of Brahma. So, Brahma had become angry, definitely, at that time. But definitely when he came in Kali Yuga, as Namacharya Haridas Thakur, he exhibited the extreme degree of tolerance. Even when he was beaten 22 marketplaces, he was not affected. In fact, he was so compassionate that he was forgiven already all those people, those who were trying to execute him. And why this so? Because he was constantly chanting the holy name. And he had tremendous compassion. And although he was born in a Muslim family, he is glorified as Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So therefore, the living entity, when he is put in a particular position, he may act in a particular way according to one's psychophysical nature. Srila Prabhupada writes that the same living entity, when he is put in the body of a dog, that dog has to bark. That is, he has to follow his nature. He cannot just change. Similarly, the living entity is put in the body of a demigod. He has to act as demigod. The condition or the modes of nature are so strong that one has to act according to one's nature. So, therefore, for the Brahma, it was so difficult because he was having that particular nature. But of course, he was so transcendent, so higher, that sometimes he gets affected. It is not that always he gets affected. Sometimes he gets affected. So in the case of Shiva, we can see that Shiva was also one sense of son of Brahma. Because when four Kumaras were asked to populate the universe, take the position and populate the universe, four Kumaras were Naishtiki Brahmacharis and they were so powerful that they did not want to grow. By their strength of tapasya and tremendous knowledge, they had control over their growth. Everyone is forced to become old, grow, still people want to go to their old age, the children age, childhood age, and meet school friends, remember those memories. But four Kumaras, they did not want to grow old. Because they want to continue their austerities and they wanted to maintain their simple innocence. And when they were asked to take that position, they were saying, no, we are not going to accept that. They were little kind of disobedient kind of children. So Brahma was thinking that these are my children and they are small children and they are not listening to me. So he got affected by mode of passion and ignorance again. So from his forehead, between the two eyebrows, a small child came out crying. And that was Rudra, Lord Shiva. So in that sense, Rudra and Bhrugu are brothers. So when Bhruguji went, Bhrugu Muni went to meet Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva thought that my brother has come. So he went to embrace him, he stood up and went to receive him. So that time he offended, Bhrugu Muni offended him by speaking words. Oh, you are a deviant mystic or renunciate. Verbally offended. So when he offended verbally, then the whole mood changed immediately. Because at one time, Shiva was in a mood to receive. He was thinking that my brother has come, let me go and receive and he will also be happy. But instantly he took a different test for Shiva. He just spoke something which will disturb the mind. Because that is a flashpoint. Yes. Yesterday, in a very scholarly way, our Vishwabhanu Prabhu was chemistry, he was trying to bring. So sometimes the chemistry does not match, we say. Chemistry does not match. And here, Bhrugu Muni was expert in trying to mismatch chemistry. He knew what is the exact point person can explode. He knew the flash point. So he knew that something I had to do to provoke Shiva. And he took a verbal test. First mental test, then the verbal test. So he spoke something disturbing to his mind. Sometimes somebody does which disturbs our mind, right? The behavior, we see that, oh, he's not acting in a particular way, our mind gets disturbed. But still we don't speak. we tolerate for some time. Then somebody offends verbally, then it becomes more disturbing. We can't tolerate. So, different modes act. We are not pure devotees. So Shiva, he got really very angry. He is in charge of mode of ignorance. He became so angry, he took his trident. He was about to kill him. He said, what do you think? You are my brother and you are coming as my guest and I am receiving you and you are not offending me. Immediately got angry. So Bhrugu understood that he has failed the test. Sorry, Lord Shiva, my dear brother, sorry, this was a test. And of course, Parvati, she intervened in between. So he went. So he understood that Brahma is not the supreme. Lord Shiva also is not the supreme. Then he went to Lord Vishnu. Bhrugu Muni had that power of traveling to various places, different planets. So he was going. Then he came to Shvetadeep. Could he explain? Shvetadeep is in this material universe. Where there is Shirsagar. Lord Vishnu, Shirukshai Vishnu is lying on the bed of Ananta Shesh, Sheshashayi Vishnu, it is said. And there he is lying in the bed, in the mode of goodness, pure Sattvam Vishuddhas. And in the lap of his wife, Lakshmi Devi, he's taking rest. And at that time, Bhruguji goes there. He goes there. And this time he takes a corporal test. Physical. He is sleeping comfortably and goes and kicks Lord Vishnu in his chest. In the presence of his wife, Lakshmi Devi. So this is a very difficult test. It's not an ordinary thing. Even somebody just wakes up little bit. Prabhu, Mangal Arati ka time ho gaya. What is our reaction? So here is a different test. He's kicking the Lord very hard. It's not a small just, Prabhu, wake up. Just kicking in presence of his wife. So definitely Vishnu, he's on a very, very elevated position. And he in fact wakes up, and both of them, Lakshmi and Vishnu, both of them will welcome Brahmana. So this is a very difficult reaction, different reaction. He sees Bhrigu was accustomed to see a particular train getting somebody disturbed and angry, but he saw that is a complete different reaction. Vishnu did not get disturbed. In fact, he is welcoming. Please come, sit, you are a Brahmana. So that is a complete different reaction altogether. And he's in fact asking, did your foot hurt? Got hurt because of my hard chest? So he understood that yes, Lord Vishnu is not a ordinary person, he is a supreme person. He is supreme amongst all three, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. So therefore, we can see that what is the reaction of Lord Vishnu. Even he was such a hostile guest. He was going as a guest at different places. And he was so hostile. But still, he showed that extreme degree of tolerance. And it was declared that definitely this Lord Vishnu is the Supreme. So therefore, this is the mode in fact Lord wants to exhibit, especially in this Kali Yuga. If you want to please people, one has to be really tolerant. Lord comes in this Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, when he was attacked by Jagai and Madhai, they were attacking. They were speaking so many bad words, abusive words, and at one time Madhai hid Lord Nityananda. But still, he was so tolerant. He wanted to give that mercy. Because he understood that somehow or other these two people have to become devotees. If I have to make them devotees, I have to be very tolerant. So therefore, Lord Nityananda, he showed that extreme degree of tolerance. And then that transformed the heart. of both of them, Jagai and Madhai. And of course Lord Chaitanya, he also gave his mercy. But it is the mercy of Lord Nityananda which made them qualified to receive the mercy of Lord Krishna. So, and Srila Prabhupada writes that Lakshmi, although at this point she did not exhibit so much anger, but it is explained that from this point onward, Brahmanas, it is, she is not favorably disposed towards the Brahmanas. And therefore, Brahmanas are, real Brahmanas are really very poor. In the previous chapter, there was a discussion. Why Lord Vishnu's devotees, they are great Brahmanas, they are worshipping Lord Vishnu, is very opulent, but why they are poor? Those are real Brahmanas, they will be really very poor. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any questions, comments? Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay.